20 years ago today, Silence told NASA that something was very wrong. As heard in a 2003 NPR report, Mission Control called out to the shuttle Columbia and heard nothing back.
Columbia, Houston, comm check. Columbia, Houston, UHF, comm check.
The shuttle was returning back to Florida when it came apart over Texas. What looked like falling stars blazed across a blue sky. Those lost were Rick Husband, Willie McCool, Michael Anderson, Kalpana Chawla, Dave Brown, Laurel Clark, and Ilan Ramon. Pam Melroy was part of the shuttle program then, an astronaut who also helped to lead one part of the Columbia investigation. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
What was that moment like for you?
Well, it was a very difficult moment for all of us. Personally, I was in Florida getting ready to greet the crew and help them off the shuttle. And of course, the space shuttle is coming back through the Earth's atmosphere at Mach 25. And so it's going to arrive within a second of when it's predicted. And so it was a moment where we all looked around and said, how could this be happening? The space shuttle isn't here. And that's when we realized it wasn't coming back.
This must be one of those things where you know death is possible, you know tragedy is possible, and yet you don't really expect it at all.
No, I would say we really didn't. I certainly didn't. It took me a little bit of time to process it. Fortunately, we had some people. Bob Cabana, who's the head of the flight operations, had been through Challenger, and he knew right away. And he was able to direct us quickly to react and do the things that we'd been trained to do for a mishap. But it was very shocking, and I think it was a very tragic time for the agency.
I want people to know that you went up into space before this disaster and also went back on the shuttle Discovery after in 2007. How much was Columbia on your mind when you went back?
You know, it was very much on my mind because I had participated in the part of the investigation that looked at, you know, the crew training, the crew equipment, the crew procedures, and all the things that we could learn for future survivability. You know, I felt very strongly as the commander of that mission that I was very focused on doing everything in my power to use that learning to protect the crew in case of a mishap. And I think all commanders feel that way, but I know it was very much on my mind throughout the whole mission to use that knowledge and ensure that the crew was as safe as possible. Fortunately, I didn't have to.
Because you're thinking not only of your own safety, but the safety of everyone on board as the commander, I suppose.
That's right.
How did this disaster change NASA, if at all?
Oh, I think it had a substantial impact. It's very interesting if you look at the history of the mishaps at NASA, the Apollo 1, the Challenger, and the Columbia mishaps. You know, we had a day of remembrance, which we do once a year to honor the legacy of all those crews and also remember the lessons that we learned. And I think the agency evolved more with each mishap, more transparent. I think in each case, we embraced the attitude that, hey, we're going to learn everything that we can from this. If people died for this knowledge, we're going to learn from it. And I think that was, you know, the first step. But beyond that, the key lesson that we learned from Columbia was around schedule pressure, but also around organizational silence, making sure that voices are heard inside the agency that have concerns about safety, and making sure that those concerns get elevated to the right decision makers.
In the few seconds that we have left, do you think that knowledge that people died for will benefit NASA and this country as NASA works to send astronauts back to the moon?
Absolutely. We are very proud of the lessons that we've learned, and we're incorporating them now.
NASA Deputy Administrator Pam Melroy, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.